you have with tobacco taxes is an attempt to stop people smoking. With food taxes, you're obviously not attempting to stop people eating. You're attempting to make people switch to different products. Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference. The price elasticity of food per se is essentially zero. People will do anything to eat, quite obviously. Mm-hmm. And the price elasticity of so-called unhealthy foods is also very low, because people will cut out a lot of other things in the household budget before they cut out the kind of foods they enjoy. So it's very difficult to force people to stop eating the foods they want to eat. They will cut out other parts of the household budget, would be it energy bills, luxuries, subscriptions, whatever it may be. So they're completely different products and with completely different objectives. You're not trying to stop people eating, you are trying to stop people smoking. So cigarette taxes are relatively straightforward in that sense. They also have all sorts of unintended consequences, and you have to raise a tax to a very high rate in order to actually nudge at least some of the people away from smoking. But if you look at the rate of duty on cigarettes, it's sort of 800% above what an actual cost price would be without tax. With food taxes and soda taxes, you're talking usually pence. So there's a qualitative and quantitative difference.